Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's a new year. We're headed to the college football championship. And look into the camera right now, T. This boy worked out this morning. Let me tell you something. I'm hurting. But before we get started, I want y'all to work out your thumb if you're on the mobile. Back out the video. Go hit the like button. We don't tell them to do that till the end normally. We need you to like this video. We need you to subscribe to the channel. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Spotify or something, look, share this channel with somebody else. Let them go like us. They might love us. You know? Yo! But I know somebody they will love. Father Fortenberry.
Hey.
Hey. How are you this
evening? I'm doing excellent.
Hello, gorgeous.
Drinking a little Sazerac over here.
It's all Sazerac rye. Not that, but that one is, isn't it?
Yep.
And there's Gary. Gary was trying to drink Marty's drink a minute ago before we went on there.
Look, they're twin cups. I mean, that was the problem. But you know what? I bet you it would taste just as good as mine.
Probably would.
It actually probably tastes better because it wasn't mine.
You got that Maker 47.
That's some sweet lips Marty got. Make
you
it
say 47?
Yeah, and there's that Marty. There's that Marty Marr over there.
Y'all. We're blowing up this year.
What are we blowing up?
There is no talent. Oh, look, we just got banned. We already banned because Marty's made a threat to blow something up. Look, the last week of the NFL season, I don't know about y'all, but I got my butt kicked all weekend. Couldn't pick a game for nothing. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they basically had the world in the palm of their hand.
They did.
I'm going to tell you what, though. There's a Jags fan, and let me see. I had it up a minute ago, that he got a tattoo yesterday morning.
Oh, geez.
Before the Jags game, and that tattoo was Jaguars Super Bowl 59.
Are they going to watch as a team?
I guess so, but anyway, I'm sure he's regretting it now because there is no way.
Look, I've been big on Jacksonville all season long. And
yeah, you told us one time you thought they were the best team in the league.
I did, and they shit the bed.
They are variably the best team in the league.
Look, their quarterback cost the game, or the coach. They had several opportunities to score and win that game, and they blew it. And then what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Miami Dolphins?
They suck.
They might not be around long to play. I don't know, but Dolphins don't do well in freezing temperatures. And the Dolphins are going to Kansas City where they're saying it may be 0 degrees this weekend. That's zero on either scale. Ain't zero with both scales the same? Celsius or Fahrenheit, it's the same. And Dolphins don't like cold weather.
See, if they was only the narwhals, they'd be set.
Yeah, they should change it to
Who do y'all like in that game?
Which one?
Miami and because that's gonna be the most intriguing game.
No, there's a couple others now.
I think the Browns Houston is gonna be a fun game.
I think so too.
But
run it through. Tell us the take. We'll give you our quick takes on who we think is gonna pop off these wins.
Because there's a lot of good games.
Hey, while he's pulling that up, I have. What's your thoughts on the late touchdown by the Saints?
You know, I'm a Falcons fan. And I'm okay with it because I want to get rid of Arthur Smith so bad.
Yeah,
I was
that's
so
probably
happy.
Why he got kicked out. Now, he got mad as hell.
He got mad.
So, here's my take on it. Next time a D-back comes in on a victory formation, smokes a quarterback, don't complain.
Well check this out. Yep. I didn't see the last play, but apparently they lined up. It makes it worse.
Yeah.
They lined up in victory formation, and Jameis decided to
that's the issue. It's not that – What?
Oh, I was looking for my phone.
So they were lined up in a victory formation, yes. not like a regular play.
Yeah, they faked a knee.
I mean, it really didn't matter. I'd done turn off
that's
the game.
There is some Dan Marino stuff, man, that fake spike. All right, let's talk about the games from the weekend.
Okay, lay them on us.
Dolphins at Chiefs. That's Saturday at 7 p.m. Oh, it's going to be cold. A night game at Arrowhead.
And we're just talking straight up. We're not talking
about spreads. If this was indoors – The Dolphins by two touchdowns should be.
I'm going to go Chiefs. I got to say Chiefs.
I'm going to go with Chiefs, too. I think their defense will win it. I think
I'm
going
to
tell
too.
Y'all that I'm going to blow your mind because I didn't come up with this till right now. Dolphins win due to their run game. That Mozart and A-Chain light it up. That's what
that's
makes a difference in cold
that's a good
weather.
Take on it. You're right.
I was leaning the other way till right now. I may have to stack that one. All right, let's stay.
Well, Marty, what you got, bud?
I think I got a Chiefs real close game.
Let's go with the other, the Browns Texans that you mentioned. God. And the Browns are traveling to Houston because the Texans won the South. Boy, I tell you what, did you talk about a defense? You guys talking about Kansas City defense, this Browns defense.
Look, I got money on, I put money on the Browns win the Super Bowl.
So did I.
I did too.
The Browns. Yes.
I'm going for the Browns.
And Flacco's
Browns in the over.
Heck of a story.
All right,
too.
Let's. Yeah.
Really? We all did Browns and win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, the $5 bet is like $170.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's stay in the AFC. Steelers at the Bills. It's probably going to be warmer in Buffalo than it is in Kansas City this weekend. Steelers at the Bills. I already know who Marty got.
Yeah.
I mean, Bills are playing good ball. I know Gary, just last week, Gary said.
Just last night, he was talking trash.
He said they might not make the playoffs when we was arguing over who the MVP is.
Neither of these teams. Did you watch that game last night? He didn't play like MVP.
What you were saying was the team matters.
That interception he threw to the dude laying on the ground, and the receiver wide open.
How hard it is to throw the ball, hit a man while he's laying on the ground.
You know how hard it is to throw one off the helmet and throw a touchdown pass?
That was impressive.
I want to say this. Last week, he called bank. Last week, Gary sat right here and said, it's not his play. It's the team. His team's not even going to make playoffs. Now they won the division. And Gary said, oh, his play's not good.
Who you got, Gary?
Huh? In this one? I got the I'm going to say the Bills.
You got to.
I got to. The Steelers.
Steelers are vastly improved.
They vastly improved.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying who I want to
win. I think that's
that's tight.
That's the only game the Bills will win.
Marty, if you're putting money on it.
Let's jump over to the NFC. Very interesting. There's some interesting games here, too. Packers at the Cowboys. Who you got? This one seems easy, but I'm not so sure it is.
Cowboys easy.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I don't know if anybody's playing as well as Jordan Love right now.
I don't know.
They got a couple. I don't know. I think it'll be closer than people think.
I don't know. It depends how well the refs play, you know.
All right. The Monday night game is the Buccaneers traveling. No, the Eagles travel to the Bucs, don't they? Yes, because the Bucs win the South.
I'm taking the Bucs.
Eagles at the Bucs. Eagles have lost 5 out of the last 6, which is same the case for Miami. But the Eagles have lost 5 out of the last 6. There's evidence of injury throughout the entire Eagles organization.
And Mayfield is looking good.
He was hurt yesterday. He didn't play great yesterday, but played well enough. So, Jamie's got the Bucs. Gary?
I'll probably take the Bucs to cover.
No, we don't pick cover. This is winners and losers.
I know.
Who's advancing?
I'm going to say Bucs. Eagles just look crappy, Marty. Man. They just look bad.
You think the Bucs? I'll take the Eagles. I'll be the outlier. Now let's talk about the who really should be number 2. I guess Detroit could have been they could have been a 1 seed.
They should be the 1 seed.
So instead, they won the North. So they're hosting the Rams, and all the backstories associated with the Rams. You got Matthew Stafford coming to town. You got Jared Goff playing against his old team. Is there a hotter team than Detroit right now? If it is, it's maybe the Rams. I mean, they're both really playing hot.
No, it's Detroit. Detroit's got this in the bag.
Did they ever come out and say what
happened? Detroit's been giving up a lot of points lately, though.
They score a lot of points, too, though.
They do.
Is Laporta hurt, or is he going to be back for the next game?
Ooh, I haven't heard.
I haven't heard either.
That'd be a good injury. Because
I'm still taking them. They got weapons.
Dude. I still like Detroit because their defense. They got a good defense.
Yeah, good defense. They have more weapons too.
And the Rams have a decent defense, but
he's got an outside shot of playing.
Okay, I still think they'll win without him, but they'll need him for the next round.
So yeah. You got the Lions, Marty.
I'll take the Lions.
All right, I got the Lions, but closer than we probably think. I don't even know what spread is. Probably not that wide. Okay.
I think it'd be a high-scoring game, though.
Oh, I think so, too.
Well, I'm just glad that trash we saw this weekend's over with.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, here, let me show you this. I thought I had it up. Let me pull it up here. Hit the right button. There it is. This dude just earlier yesterday got that tattoo.
He jinxed him.
He needs to put like a seat underneath the Jaguars, like a stadium seat or a chair or something.
It looks like he may have had the Jaguars tattoo. That's like a jailhouse tattoo.
He could have left the numbers off.
Them numbers are crooked as crap, too. That's probably a jailhouse tattoo.
He probably did it himself.
Yeah.
Nah. But I got a conspiracy for y'all, though.
Uh-oh, we love conspiracies.
It's NFL conspiracy.
Okay.
It's right. Rigged.
We're waiting.
I feel like it is, but look at
is this the color of the Super Bowl?
No, it's not the color. But I heard about that conspiracy too. Based on that, the Ravens win, right? But the look at all the homecomings we got going on this weekend. You got Jared Goff. You got Matt Stafford in one game.
Yep.
Then you got Mike McCarthy from Dallas.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Against Green Bay. Against team Green that Bay, let him go.
The team that let him go. Then you got Tyreek Hill going to Arrowhead.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
The narrative. And the DeMar Hamlin returned from the dead.
And it, yeah.
I know. It's that's
against Steelers.
Against the Steelers. I mean.
Don't they make that better if it was against the
You know, what's his name? He got smashed in the head with a helmet. He came back.
Oh.
Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
The red-nosed reindeer.
He's yeah. coming back. And, I mean, and you got Deshaun.
Are they not playing better with him at quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got Deshaun Watson going against Houston, but he ain't playing. He's going to be on sidelines on a masseuse be taking care of him during the game.
A masseuse table, yes.
He can probably find some in Houston area.
I pay to watch.
Is the Houston not the good the just the feel good story of the year? Them and Browns.
Brown. I feel like Browns is just slightly better, but
Browns is definitely better because it's the Browns. But I mean,
yeah, but the future. Yep. If you look mm-hmm. at the youth, the Browns are like win now, and I believe they could.
Mm-hmm.
But the future is so bright in tech for Houston. I mean, it really is.
Last year's draft was awesome.
They picking up Devin Singletary was a great addition to that team.
Yeah,
the receivers they drafted, they could go out and pick up some defensive players in the portal. Not the portal, free agency. Basically the portal. There's no telling what that looks like.
If Tank Dell was still playing, I may take Houston. You know, Tank Dell's out for the year.
Then you're going to cost yourself money.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're just a homer, C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Whoop, whoop.
A lot of coaches. Defensive coordinator Don Martindale are parting ways. You got Brian Daboll has moved on with the Giants, but, I mean, they were terrible. The one we haven't heard about yet was Belichick. Do you guys think he's still around next year?
Yeah, I think he's retiring.
He's going to Atlanta, baby. Woo!
For what?
To win.
A connecting flight.
Just win, baby.
Atlanta is on the phone with Lane Kiffin right now. They're like, Lane, we need you to come to Atlanta.
He's on the way to the Caribbean. That's where
he's going to Hotlanta, baby.
Layover.
Could you have done a worse coaching job with the Atlanta Falcons?
No.
I mean, the talent on that team. And was it Juno Smith was their leading receiver? And he's probably the fifth best player.
Juno Smith. Yeah.
Their top, what's the old boy's name, running back?
Bijan.
Yeah, Bijan. I mean,
he didn't use him half the year, James.
Well, I heard he was saving him for week 19.
Then it makes sense.
But he was saving him for the postseason.
So I texted our Canadian friend Leonard today. We were texting back and forth a little bit about Atlanta. And I said, but look at this next year. This is how bad Arthur Smith is. Bijan Robinson, as bad of a year he had, I guarantee you he'll still be a top 12 draft pick next year in fantasy football.
Depends on who they get.
And then Kyle Pitts and Drake London's draft stocks go up immediately because of this. Immediately.
And they're going to get a what are they? They'll get a top 5 pick, won't they?
No, they'll probably.
They're 7-9.
But you know
what? 7-9 is not bad.
Do you want me to tell you who they?
They'll get a top 10 pick.
I'll be really excited if they go after my ex-Buckeye, Justin Fields. That'd be awesome.
I don't believe they're going to part way with Justin Fields. I think he's around.
They were chanting his name the last game Bears played at home when they killed the Falcons.
So the Bears will have the number one pick, of course.
Don't they get multiple picks?
Yeah, but they've got number one. Number two will be the Commanders. So there's two really good quarterbacks, Drake May and Caleb Williams. And I think there's some – Michael Penix is his.
Yeah, I think Penix may be the best quarterback.
You got the Patriots at number three. Arizona at four. Look, who looks good once you got Kyler Murray back? Stinking Arizona is.
And they don't have anything.
Kyler Murray's good quarterback, boys. I'm telling you, I would not have said that. The Chargers are next. The Giants followed by the Titans. The Falcons have the number eight pick.
That's not a bad pick.
And then the Bears are at nine. Marvin Harrison Jr., would he be there?
No, not at eight.
If the Bears keep Justin Fields, they're going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be awesome. If they had Marvin Harrison Jr. and DJ Moore with Justin Fields, can't beat them.
And Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're still be loaded with the tight ends. Not tight ends, wide receivers.
And their defense is pretty decent. If
I'm them, I'm going after an offensive lineman. If I can't get a top wide receiver, I'm doing offensive lineman. Because they're building a franchise.
So am I.
All right.
An empire.
You're
building an empire.
What else we got going on in the world? We've been talking about sports for a minute.
Yeah, we have, and that's unusual.
It is unusual.
And actually, I kind of forgot what else we were going to talk about. Now, here's a good one. So, kids, you might not want to have your kids listen to this one.
But kids don't have your kids listen.
Well, adults probably don't want to have your kids listen. But anyway, apparently there's a new beauty trend where people inject. Do you want to guess what they inject into their faces?
I'm going to take a guess.
I was going to say saline.
I'm going to say it starts with the same letter.
More biological.
Yeah, you're right.
More biological.
Salmon version, though.
Really?
Salmon sperm, but the sperm. Other S word. Yes, they are now injecting, claiming that it works way better and doesn't cause the puffy pillow eyes.
So it works better for what?
To make your wrinkles go away. How do you harvest it, I wonder?
I don't know. Hope they don't start spitting out little fish.
You get a little fish movie up.
Fish movie up. Fish movie down.
You got a fish fluffer on side.
Look, I feel like I'm either disturbed that I got that right.
Yeah.
Or a little.
I'm not disturbed. I wasn't surprised by your response, Jenny.
Oh. What's up with the beauty trends anyway?
Why can't we just
go all natural?
Be all natural. Be who you are. I don't care if my wife wears makeup or not. I love her just the way she is.
You're so sweet.
I know. Do you care if your wife wears makeup?
I have standards, dude. My wife don't watch this anyway. No matter what I say, you got to butt yours up. She watches.
She does. She'll see this.
I have high. I have high standards. Charlie makes me wear makeup too.
Yeah, I'd probably make you wear makeup
before you
also.
Go out. You say, "Powder me up, baby."
That's right. I go to the powder room.
Oh, jeez. Did I tell you about killed a kid today?
One of yours or another one?
No, one of mine.
Okay, well that's a little better.
I didn't want to kill her though, but she really stressed me out today.
Your eldest or your littlest? your middlest?
My middlest.
Your middlest.
My middlest. So so my middlest, precious baby, had a basketball game today.
Yeah,
she did.
The other day.
Yeah, so she had to be there at 4:30. So get her all ready. We're about to go, and we're getting in the car. And I said, "Josie, don't forget your shoes."
Oh, no.
This ain't a Nashville story, is it?
It gets worse. So so she gets her shoes, and we get in the car, and I'm on my way to the
gym.
To the gym, yeah, because it's gym time. She's got to be there at 4:30, and we're driving. I look down, and we're on the interstate. We're already halfway there. And I was like, those shoes look familiar, but those aren't her shoes.
Oh, no.
Those are Xander's shoes, and they're Xander's basketball shoes, which are about 4 or 5 sizes too big. And she knows this. She's like, "Oh, I just tightened them up real good." I swear.
She purposely was going to wear them?
Yes, she was. She was purposely going to wear them. So Xander wears like a size 12, and Josie wears like a size 8 or 9 in women's. So that's, I was pushing my finger on her toes as we were driving, and I was like, her toe barely came up to like where the tongue starts, you know.
What was her plan here?
Yeah, she had a motive.
So I said, "Josie, where's your basketball shoes?" She said, "They're in mama's car." I said, "Okay, why didn't you wear the basketball shoes you wore to practice yesterday?" She said, "I don't know where they're at. Kiki took them somewhere." I said, "Why did you say I can't find my basketball shoes, Dad?" And she's like, "I don't know."
So what'd you do? You just roll with it? Because I would have. I'd rolled on with it.
So we rolled with it. All right.
My man.
And we get to the gym, and I'm texting Whitney. I was like, she's done wearing her brother's basketball shoes this ball game. She's going to look like a clown. She got them big old feet running around. Looked like two boats. Looked like she.
So she played in them.
She was about to play with them, and Whitney showed up with her, like, oh, right before tip-off. She showed up with her shoes thrown on, but she would have looked like she booked a double cruise or something.
We have bought cheer shoes at cheer events,
mm-hmm,
just because either
they actually have a booth set up so you can buy cheer shoes.
Dude, when you go to big competitions, they'll have full fledged.
That's smart. It's kind of like when we go on them riding trips and everybody's selling parts to the
In
the middle of competition, blow a shoe out.
Huh.
Because, I mean, they burn through those shoes. They'll burn through probably two pair a season.
Why don't they sell basketball shoes at basketball games?
Maybe, Gary, you just gave away the secret to our success. We could be the Life from the Patio shoe salesmen.
Yeah, because I've blown out a few shoes.
We could be the Al Bundys of the
podcast. That's where I was headed. You could, yes, Gary could be the Al Bundy. Size shoe you got there, buddy? You could sell used shoes.
I could.
At ball games.
Yeah, take trade-ins.
You just take a trunk and haul it around with you and be like, hey, so, your shoes get blown out? You want
to
try these?
Sort of like at baseball tournaments. They do have, like, you can rent a bat to see if you like it before you buy it. So I rent a bag of shoes. I spray
a bag of shoes. Yeah, you can be like a little dude.
bowling alley.
My spray.
Like skates and bowling.
Why has no one ever done this?
I don't know.
I feel maybe we should go to like cheer competition and rent out shoes at the cheer competition.
So I'll tell you what, when you go to cheer competition, they have like the big ones, like Disney. They'll have a tent set up that's air conditioned, the whole nine yards. You walk in there, it is probably 10,000 square foot of nothing but merchandise.
Of like name brand cheerleading shoes.
Well, Varsity brand is what it is.
Is that the brand? I didn't know what kind of brand they have. It's not like Nike.
No, Nike doesn't do the cheer game.
Why not?
I don't know. I believe Lululemon's getting into it, but it's mainly Varsity. Wow. Yeah, there's a few other ones.
Hmm.
That makes it a little cheaper, don't it?
Well, I mean, the ones we got mad at Disney were $150. I mean.
Dang.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the one she has some right now, like they'll wear holes into the balls of their feet from flipping and all that.
Wow.
Sure.
She shouldn't be so flat-footed, you know.
Got all about making that money.
Mm.
All about that bank.
We was in Huntsville, Alabama this weekend and had a hell of a show out. I think we got nine teams. I think like probably six of them came in first.
So is this a big event?
No.
It's not like 5,000 teams.
No.
Mm.
No, it was a small one. Milliebug, they won their division. Although they don't technically get places, they call them like Superior Award or something like that. But they finished first in the division.
I would like to have a Superior Award.
I would too.
So could we compete in that same division just to get a Superior Award?
You'd be aged out of the minis, but you could probably do.
So even though our experience level is less, they're going to be.
Well, there's probably adult level one.
What would be better, like Superior or Supreme?
Supreme Superior.
Oh, I like that.
I would think Superior would be above Supreme.
But I like Supreme.
Because you can say you're Supreme, and the Superior is always going to be Superior.
I guess. But I like Supreme. It just sounds better. I feel like I should have like a dollop of Daisy on top of my win.
A dollop will do it.
Supreme.
You know what we ain't talked about is Epstein Island.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Cat Williams.
No, the Cat Williams.
Let's talk about Cat.
Oh, that was the topic.
That's the topic.
Cat Williams.
Boy, he's in the news.
Oh, baby.
Man.
He's in the news.
Look,
Club Shay Shay blowing up. Even his cognac is selling out everywhere.
2024 is a year, Cat.
Oh, Cat's my man.
For now.
Until
they try to cancel that little rascal.
Dude, first things first, I like Cat Williams.
I liked him before. I really like him now.
Okay, that right there, I will agree with you. Yes, I liked him for now, but you know he has been on this kick for a while about how corrupt Hollywood is
about the dresses,
about putting black men in dresses,
the dresses.
And I'll tell you right now, I was reading some stuff on TikTok and they were showing all the black men that have been in dresses, and a lady asked a question, you know, where's the white equivalent, and it's not there.
There was a couple
movies, bosom buddies, and Miss Doubtfire, and
You had, didn't you have one with like Patrick Swayze and three other folks were cross dressers?
That was John Leguizamo. That was Wesley Snipes. And
yeah, that's it. And it, Patrick Swayze.
It was like Tu Wong Fu or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, but when you compare the white amount of white guys and about black guys, it's crazy, especially when you consider how many more white actors there are over the last 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly believe, like Cat Williams said, it is a way to demasculinize black men.
Don't we tell you the most telling thing about this whole because I've been watching the videos, because it's like a 2.5 hour video.
Okay, Will Smith, I only saw an hour of it, so I must have saw what was pared down.
Yeah.
Because I told Jamie before we went on air, there's certain things that I keep seeing pop up that I didn't hear when I listened to what was supposedly the whole video.
Same here. I've watched the, it's like a 35-minute snippet, and then I've picked up some other ones that went
on. When you tie this in to what Dave Chappelle has said in the past about trying to make people look crazy, Will Smith taking them back shots, you tie all that in together, and you start, go back to Corey Feldman, what he's saying.
Yeah. And nobody believed him.
No.
They just thought he was cracking.
Nobody believed about Epstein Island and Pizzagate, and now it's normal. If you told somebody in 2013 that, hey, guys, in 2020, we're going to shut the world down because a bunch of rich people think you're going to get sick and die, they'd be like, there's no way people are going to do that and believe that crap. If you, same thing, if you talked about Epstein Island, people would tell you, oh, you conspiracy theorist.
It's always conspiracy theory.
A year ago, it was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Now
it's fact.
Yeah.
But the most telling thing about the whole thing that I find most intriguing, and that's most telling, I think Cat Williams telling 100% truth, is that everybody who's responded to him that he's talked about is not saying he's lying or coming out with specific facts against him. They're just saying he's crazy or they're making fun of him. They are not saying anything like, no, that's not true, or look at this, or this isn't true. It's all about going after his character.
We all remember when Dave Chappelle went crazy.
He didn't go crazy.
No, he just did.
As a matter of fact, if you hear him talk about it now, it was because they were trying to screw him. They didn't want to pay him what he deserved to be paid, and that's why he took off. Because that new special, fire, boys, if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
I need to.
It's good.
It's some of his best.
So, but, you know, you go look at a lot of these comics, and you think to yourself, where were they 2 years ago? They just came out of nowhere. Let's be honest, Kevin Hart, I mean, he's been popular for a while, but, I mean, he just came out of nowhere.
He popped up. He did. I'm sure he did some stuff before.
But he did. No doubt he did. But,
he blasted off.
Like, you go back to the old school guys like Carlin's and Eddie Murphy and these guys, they spent years on either
SNL
or the tour or HBO specials or, you know. It really makes you wonder.
We done jumped off heads first into stuff Marty don't know nothing about. He ain't said nothing in like 30 minutes.
I'm listening.
But what you do know is Steve Harvey wore a wig.
That's
per Cat Williams.
Per Cat Williams.
What did Cat Williams say? He goes, there ain't no script in L.A. of no country bumpkin that can't talk.
It looked like a Mr. Potato.
That was funny, boy.
And I also find it weird.
That was hilarious.
That this came out the same time the Epstein list came out.
Oh.
Is that
diversionary tactic?
Yeah.
Let me be like Cat.
You sipping on that Shay Shay cognac.
Something else that I guess I think it was one of those a Mandela effects. But like, I remember the TV show Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I love Mr. Cooper.
I did too. But like, I don't remember what happened to it. Then the next thing I remember the Steve Harvey show, which was the exact same show.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really watch Steve Harvey.
But it came out after Hanging with Mr.
Cooper. I was thinking about this Mandela effect the other day. As I get older, I run into a lot of stuff that I was like,
We talked about the Weasel effect.
Oh, yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Or the Weasel timeline. That's bullshit. Ed McMahon absolutely did the publisher clearinghouse.
The Fruit of Loom with the harvest basket or something in the back.
Ed McMahon did publisher clearinghouse.
I guarantee you he did.
They say he didn't.
I guarantee you he did like a commercial or something with it one time.
He was always the guy.
He was always on the commercial.
They said he had no part in it whatsoever. Now, he did do Star Search, right?
Look, this tells you, though, they can erase all evidence.
They can.
If they want to.
You know what saves us?
They'll try to convince us Cat Williams interview never happened.
If VHS tape saves us. We got to go get all this VHS tapes people recorded on their TV at the, and we start going through those commercials.
If you can, that's what we do. If you cannot remember, if you remember Ed McMahon doing the Publisher Clearinghouse, I want you to comment in the below on the video or wherever you're at, because I know that every afternoon when I would come home and turn on my cartoons and watch He-Man and G.I. Joe and Thundercats, that there would be a Publisher Clearinghouse deal on there, and my mama would be sending it in the mail waiting for Ed McMahon to show up at the door.
I mean, there was jokes about it for so long. And it,
yes, but Sinbad. Sinbad did a movie.
Yeah. Now, that's wrong. That one's not
wrong. No, it is not
what,
wrong.
What movie?
He did it.
Because the Shazam.
Movie. Sinbad did a movie called Shazam.
No, that movie was, I remember watching have the Sinbad movie. It had yes, Shaq in it. It was Shaq.
It was Shaq.
No, that was Shaq Fu.
No, Shaq did that's a different Shazam. Thing. I promise you, Shaq did Shazam.
Okay, you're the only two people that remember it that way. Everybody, the rest of the world remembers Sinbad in it.
A lot of them do. I agree. But I could see that, and I sat there and I was like, no, I remember renting it on DirecTV when I was a kid. It was Shaq.
Why?
Because I was like 12.
Yeah, why? That's
so Shaq.
Because my mama said I could do it.
Shaq wasn't even in it. Oh, wait, but that's the 2019 Shaq. Version.
It's just yeah, that's Kazam or Shazam. It's one of those.
Shaq was in Kaboom or something. You remember when he had that rap album?
Diesel, yes, sir. That Shaq probably Diesel. Never happened either.
It probably didn't. Right.
There it is. 1996 film, Shaq Kazam.
Kazam, yeah. He wasn't. There may have been another Sinbad movie that just didn't make it, but yeah. I remember the.
Well, let's look at Sinbad's filmography.
But there's been countless times where Sinbad said it didn't happen, but there was this one interview he did where it's sort of like, he's sort of like, it did. It's weird.
It's a waste of timeline.
There was a skirt. There was a skirt or something too about. Oh, it was Britney Spears' skirt she wore, being plaid or not.
It was black. It was absolutely plaid.
I remember it being plaid too, and I watched that video so many times.
It's black.
Well, okay. In fairness, I wouldn't look at a skirt.
I was.
So. You're trying to look up at you. Pervert.
Yeah, I try to look up.
Trying to get to Epstein Island.
Oh, sad. Look, Britney.
We about to talk about this. I'm going to pull up some more Mandela effects.
There was a bunch of them. I mean, spelling a lot of stuff I don't get.
Here, I got 50 of them right here.
All right.
50 mind-blowing examples. Britney at the top. Nelson Mandela, who this theory is named after, died in 2013.
Did well, they named really? Him after they named him after this effect.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Jif, not Jiffy. Did you think it was Jiffy peanut butter?
No, it's Jif.
It's Jif.
Yeah, okay. It's Looney Tunes, not Tunes, with a T-U-N-E-S. I never thought that. The Berenstain Bears didn't exist. What?
Yes, no, yes, no. Yeah, it's Berenstain Bears, what they're saying.
Yeah, it's spelled. It's like Bernstein.
They spelled it with an A instead of an E.
It's Bernstein Bears, I think.
No, it's
here. Yeah, I'll put it up here.
Yeah, put it up there. Bear.
No, that's
it's
not
Bernstein.
No, that's what it's saying. See, y'all are still wrong. Look right here. It says the lovable cartoon actually spelled their last name with an A.
It did? I thought it was an E.
No, it did. Clearly, it did.
Oh. They're right there. This is the real one. This is the fake one.
The why? Okay, then how we know that's fake?
Because it told us that it.
Because the internet says so.
Curious George's tale was never there. He never had.
No, he never had tale. I remember.
Sex and the City was sex.
I didn't care nothing about that anyway. So
I thought we saw
Febreze.
Febreze. What's these that? Are dumb? Oscar Mayer.
No, we spelled that out in the song.
Yeah.
There's an A. Okay, Oscar yeah, that's fine. Skechers had no T. Yeah.
That just
these
don't
are,
make any
these are terrible.
Now, the Fruit Loops one, that's difficult. I don't
The turkey leg. Let's look turkey leg.
King Henry turkey leg.
Hit a turkey
this
leg.
This is dumb, too. There's going to be some more better ones than this.
Monopoly.
The hyphen and kick.
Hey, there's Gary's Fruit Loom.
Oh, see, the Fruit Loom one.
It now, the one on the left is right.
No, the one on the left
is
did
right.
Exist because someone on TikTok went and grabbed one of their old shirts and found it on the back of one of their shirts. Now, it may have been like a...
Yeah, but they say it never had the cornucopia.
Yeah,
they
never had it, but she found it
Cheez
on the
it
back of the shirt.
Or Cheez-Its.
That's the right.
Yeah. The right, yeah.
It's not it.
I buy them all the time.
That's too many.
Double Stuff Oreos had one F?
No, it had one.
I thought it had two.
No, it had one. It's always had one.
I just eat them.
Mona Lisa smile, they're the same.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference there.
C-3PO has a silver leg. No.
No, he and LL Cool J.
No.
He did have one silver leg.
No, he did.
That's what they're saying.
Bullshit.
That's what they're saying.
Well, he didn't ever show his legs, man.
The Flintstones has two T's.
The Flintstones.
No.
It's Flintstones. It's right on the right.
Really?
Yeah.
Here it is. We can see it clear as day. Ed McMahon handing families everywhere giant checks, but really he was never a spokesperson for the company. Instead, he worked for American Family Publishers, but he never handed anyone checks.
No, this is BS. Their mess was even more right now.
Play it again, Sam. I don't know. Class blanks. Luke, I am your father. The exchange.
It's another line that's never said.
No, I am your father.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I think he said, Luke, I'm going to get some milk.
Life is like a box of chocolate. That's not what he said.
What did he say?
Life was like a box. Really?
Well, that meant you'd be dead if it was.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole thing.
Now, it sounds like he is. So it could be a mumbled. You know, he had that mumbled.
But he said, my mama always.
This one right here, I call bullshit on. Just
the mirror, other. Mirror on the wall. Nope, that wasn't a line in Snow White either. In fact, the Wicked Queen says, magic mirror on the wall.
It's mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mirror.
On the wall. Who's the fairest of the
boom,
ball?
Boom, pow. In 2008, it really came out in 2009. Fergie does it saying, I'm so 2008, you're so 2000 and late. She says, I'm so 3008. Whatever.
Okay. Nobody cares about that.
Tom Cruise sunglasses.
Yeah, he wore sunglasses.
He did wear sunglasses when he came out.
Aviator.
No, they were the square ones.
Yeah, they're square because every remake of that you see, he has glasses on.
He didn't have glasses on?
No, he had glasses on. Bullshit. Run, you fools.
He says fly, your fools. Hello, I watched the movie 1,000 times. He says fly.
Look, it looks like Freddie Mercury didn't have AIDS.
Good morning. He didn't say hello, Clarice. I thought he did.
Yeah, he said hello, Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
Mr. Rogers' theme song. All right, I know this one. You might start singing the lyric. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Even the movie makers got it wrong. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Okay, I can buy that.
Well, that could just be
it's just
that.
A short.
Lucy, you have some splaining to do. Okay.
He said that.
It was never said. Explain that if you can. No.
No, there's no way you can
no.
take
no. No. Gary, you're going to go watch Ever I Love Lucy. I got those on DVD,
I will.
By the way.
Sinbad.
He never played a genie.
He didn't.
Just a second.
Sinbad never played the genie. And whatever you want to call it. Cause
save right there. Starring Shaquille O'Neal.
I don't believe that.
Gary and I remember it that way.
I remember exactly that way, Jamie.
You also don't remember Abby Mann. You also remember Abby Mann being involved.
This makes me think we're in a matrix, okay? We're in a matrix.
Tank Man. Oh, well, they're going to say
real.
About this.
That is real.
Some say the unidentified man known as Tank Man was run over and killed, but other videos show him unarmed.
No, he was unarmed. They're okay. Taking around him.
Neil Armstrong never walked on the moon. Oh, no.
Okay, I believe that one.
I'm with y'all on that one.
Billy Graham's death.
He died.
Yeah, I remember that.
Too. I thought he looks like the guy from Nothing But Trouble.
He does. Yeah. As Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, it is.
With
his nose comes off.
Funny looking nose.
So the Challenger was in there. Okay, though.
It never exploded.
Lindbergh's baby, Patrick Swayze, whatever.
Nobody cares about
Leonardo. Mickey Mouse tail, location of Disney World Castle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably enough of them, but yeah.
Yeah, that's not getting
Beat me up, Scotty. How was that?
Hold on. Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. While collective memory may recall the first version of the line that Dorothy actually said, Toto, I'm a feeling we're not, come on, that, no, it's
I'm
the
a,
first
No, one. You didn't notice that.
Beat me up, Scotty, another memorable line that was surely uttered by Shatner in his portrayal. Captain Kirk was wrong. Shatner never said those words. Scotty, beam us up. No, whatever.
It's messed up.
I can't.
Is it because we're old continue. And we remember things
right, has anybody looked at the score yet of the college football game?
No.
Let's pick our picks real quick. Don't look. All right, so the game's kicked off now. Actually, it's been going about 30 minutes. Wait, final score. What do you think final score is? Jamie. He's looked.
I looked at the final score
about
already.
The final score?
I've already looked at the final score.
What do you think final score is?
38-31 Washington.
Okay.
27-21 Michigan.
You took the under. Marty?
35-21 Michigan.
Face score, the 35-21. Wow. That really says our defense really stepped it up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 34-26. Washington.
Woo.
Washington?
Yeah, he's been on Washington.
No, I think Washington.
Not as much as you have. All right, I'm going to play us out. And I got some Mandela effect for y'all. Y'all never saw us here tonight. Yeah, I never saw y'all. Go hit the like button.
I didn't say nothing. I said.
Let me get that score before we leave.
You want to follow up?
Oh, God.
What is it?
Michigan up
14-3, Michigan.
Gary.
Boo, Michigan. Boo. Oh, boo, Michigan.
Walk me to the riverside. There we go. Marty.
Hey, it's looking like it's going to be 35-21.
While my Gary. Mother cried.
Marty, you are so right, sir.
Cause somebody done so right. This is really outrageous.
Well, I've been wrong about everything here lately when it comes to sports. Looks like it will be the same. But look, go like us, love us, tell your friends about us. We'll talk to you.
Somebody done saved this outlaw.